morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Melcor REIT second quarter 2017 conference call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Ms. Naomi Sefura, Chief Financial Officer of Melcor REIT. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Patrick. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining our conference call and webcast for the second quarter of 2017. On the call with me this morning are Andrew Melton, President and CEO of the Melcor REIT, and Darren Rayburn, President and CEO of Melcor Development. If you have not reviewed the materials related to this call, including the MD&A and the financial statements, they are available on the Investor Relations section of our website at melcorreit.ca and on sedar.com. Our goal is to keep our remarks to a brief, high-level review of the quarter and then open up the call for your questions. Before turning it over to Andy to discuss our results, I have a few mandatory statements to make. First, certain statements made during this call may be forward-looking. For a complete discussion of items that may cause actual results to differ, please refer to the Business Environment and Risk section of our annual MD&A. Second, we report our financial results in Canadian dollars and in accordance with IFRS. We supplement our financial reporting with non-standard measures, including funds from operations, adjusted funds from operations, adjusted cash from operations, and net operating income. We believe these measures are important in evaluating our performance, but caution listeners that they may not be comparable to similar measures presented by other companies. These non-standard measures are defined and reconciled in our MD&A. I will now walk everyone through some of the financial highlights of our results for the quarter ended June 30th, 2017. Our portfolio performance remained steady in the quarter, with a decline of 1% on rental revenue and 2% on net operating income as a result of the sale of LC Industrial during the quarter. Our operating margin was 60.5%, slightly down from the prior period's 61%. FFO was steady, and AFFO increased by 1% compared to Q2 2016 for both dollar amounts and per unit amounts. Year-to-date FFO increased 1%, and AFFO increased by 3% for both dollar amounts and per unit amounts. In Q2, we adopted the REALPAC definition of AFFO, which impacted AFFO, normalized capital expenditures, and normalized tenant incentives and leasing costs. This also impacted our payout ratio. We also adopted the REALPAC guidance on ACFO, which was $4.42 million in the quarter and $8.9 million for the first 6 months of 2017. During and subsequent to the quarter, we took advantage of favorable lending conditions and early refinanced $13.95 million in mortgages at an average interest rate of 3.65%. Early refinancing was a strategy employed to mitigate and rebalance our maturity risk for 2018 when 21% of our mortgages mature. On April 27, 2017, we completed the sale of LC Industrial, a 67,000-square-foot industrial building in Lethbridge, Alberta, for $7.76 million net of transaction costs. This divestiture represents the REIT's first asset disposal and provides the REIT with additional capacity to recycle capital in future asset acquisitions. With our credit facility and the sale of LC Industrial, we remain well-positioned to take advantage of opportunities as they arise. I will now turn the call over to Andy, who will speak to our portfolio's performance for the first half of 2017.
Thank you, Naomi, and good morning, everyone. Thanks for participating. It is my pleasure to report on another successful quarter for the REIT. Our portfolio continues to perform on track, which is no small feat given the political and economic uncertainty that we are faced, that we have been faced with over the last few years, particularly in Alberta. In spite of the uncertainty, we continue to execute on our tried and true business strategy of taking care of our tenants and taking care of our buildings. Our results have remained steady and stable. We achieved stable same asset property income and occupancy in all asset classes and operating regions with 92.7% occupancy at the end of the quarter. Same asset revenue and NOI were down slightly. As Naomi mentioned, we completed the sale of the LC Industrial in the quarter. This recycling of capital, combined with our cash position and our capacity in our credit facility, gives the REIT a healthy working capital position and the ability to take advantage of opportunities as they may arise. Although progress on our growth strategy has been slower than we would have liked over the last few years, we continue to seek out and pursue to opportunities. And I can tell you that we are becoming more comfortable with overall market conditions and are starting to see deals that fit our strategy. In addition, the Melcor Developments pipeline has a number of assets ready to bring over when the time is right. The net loss reported in the statements is primarily a result of the non-cash fair value adjustments on investment properties in the Edmonton region. This adjustment due primarily to an increase in capitalization rates. We believe that the measurement of AFFO is a better reflection of our true operating performance as it takes out some of these non-cash adjustments. AFFO was relatively stable at $5.2 million in the quarter and $10.47 million year-to-date. We continue to operate on our proactive leasing strategy on both retaining existing and attracting new tenants. Throughout the first half of the year, we have completed 162,000 square feet in new and renewed leasing, with a quarterly retention rate of 78.6%. We responded to 99% of service requests within 30 minutes via our Signature Care program. And we highlight this because we believe it is a very important metric and is an important indication of our commitment to ongoing client care, which contributes to tenant satisfaction and ultimately tenant retention. And in this market, tenant retention is extremely important. We continue to experience negative market pressure in Edmonton's downtown office space as approximately 1.8 million square feet of new inventory comes into the market. The Melcor REIT Edmonton downtown office portfolio, we remind you, consists of only 12% of the REIT's GLA. We paid distributions of 5.6 cents per trust unit in April, May, and June for a quarterly payout ratio of 83%. And we also remind you, this is consistent with every quarter since we started the company. As of June 30th, we have over $2 million in cash. The REIT also has additional capacity under our revolving line of credit, and working capital position remains healthy. And we continue to collect receivables in a timely manner to ensure long-term liquidity. Ultimately, success can be measured in many ways, and I believe our consistent performance is a significant success. And full credit goes out to our tremendous team. At this time, we'd like to open up the phone lines for your questions. Patrick, please open up the lines.
Thank you. We'll now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please keep your headset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel the question, you may press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register for questions. Thank you for your patience. The first question is from Michael Smith from RBC Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning. Just wondering, you made a comment about you're more comfortable with the overall conditions in the market. I wonder if you could just give us some color as to what gives you that comfort.
Sure. Thanks, Michael, for the question. A lot of the fundamentals haven't changed. I mean, we're still trying to figure out where the price of oil is going to go, and vacancy rates in both downtown Edmonton and Calgary are going up, and the business environment is still a little uncertain about where they're heading. But what we're seeing is what we like to call a lot of grassroots starting to appear in the economy, and people are adjusting to what might be the new reality. We see a lot of businesses taking up some of their excess capacity. People are buying equipment in the oil feed service business. There are companies that might not necessarily be directly related to oil and gas that are actually hiring. It's just general chats around the community that things they're starting to feel a little bit better. And we point somewhat to our sorry Michael for going on this, but we point to our retail portfolio where our retail leasing activity and the performance of our tenants has been quite positive.
Good, good. Okay. No, that's helpful. Thank you. And I get the sense, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you're more willing to recycle capital now. You've already sold one property, but it sounds like maybe there'll be more on the block to give yourself liquidity to take advantage of opportunities. Is that accurate?
I would say that's correct. Every prudent manager of a portfolio like ours has to constantly be looking at the buildings and assess where they are in the cycle. We felt the LC Industrial was at that part of the cycle that we could take advantage of the great work that was done to increase value. So we're looking at other assets. I would say that it probably won't happen on a standalone basis. It would probably most likely happen as part of an ongoing strategy that we're working on.
And would that include, let's say, maybe acquiring properties from MRD, concurrent with, recycling some existing portfolio assets?
That is certainly an option that we're working on.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Jenny Ma from Canaccord Genuity. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks. Good morning. With regards to your comments on the downtown Edmonton office market, I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on where we are in the cycle, sort of what inning we're in, given the amount of supply that's coming through. And secondly, I recognize that there's a small portion of the portfolio that you guys have that's exposed to downtown, but could you give us some color on whether or not you expect that sort of spillover into suburban and whether or not there's a lot of crossover on the tenant types? I know the tenants that typically choose suburban offices may or may not go downtown, but, is there a rental rate low enough to attract them there?
Firstly, Jenny, thanks for your email. Really appreciate it. And if you want to use the baseball vernacular, I'd like to say we're in a rain delay. You asked a couple of questions. One was about the office market in downtown Edmonton. I believe I'm an expert in the real estate business, but I have no idea where we are. I've seen these markets before in my career, and some of them have lasted an awful long time, and it's very, very difficult to predict where they're going to go. One of the things you must remember, even if there was a significant uptick in the Alberta, primarily the energy economy, office space tends to lag behind improvements in the economy, so it could take an awful long time for this to right itself. We feel very fortunate about the limited amount of exposure that we have, and that we have the type of buildings that are kind of more smaller tenant orientated, and some of our tenants have been in our portfolio for an awful long time, and we work hard at maintaining those relationships and keeping those people happy, which is incredibly important. But in addition, there is very little demand out there in the Edmonton market. And I can tell you right now that of the demand that's out there, some of the smaller tenants, they're just not looking at these larger pockets of space to me out there. So I think we're in pretty good position. Even the limited demand that's out there, I think we're in pretty good position. So that's one question. The other question was, how does the suburban market fit into the downtown market? Well, I can tell you from our portfolio, and I don't want to waste too much time here and get down on specific buildings, but we're actually in pretty good shape. Like the renewals and the leasing activity we've had in our suburban property, we haven't seen much deterioration at all. And we credit that to great buildings, great locations, and great management work. The third question you asked was is there a threshold where peripheral tenants might consider coming downtown? That possibility is always there. And in past cycles, we've seen quite a flood of that. There's a fundamental difference in today's market, and that is that the suburban markets, in Toronto, and it's starting to happen in Calgary and Alberta, Calgary and Edmonton to a lesser extent, where the suburban markets are actually becoming much more prevalent, surrounded by great transportation, great parking, great services. So in a lot of cases, the suburban tenants by choice want to be in the periphery and are not prepared even for a financial benefit to come downtown.
Okay, that's excellent color. Appreciate it. Clearly that shows in the retention rate you guys have posted as well, so that's great. With regards to the same property NOI, I appreciate the breakout by asset class and geography. It's really helpful. It looks like for industrial and land lease, I know that's just one property, but it's come down a little bit, and you know, with 100% occupancy for both quarters, were there interruptions that's not being picked up for the year end, or is it just costs? I know, you know, this is a small dollars basis, so maybe it's really attributed to that as opposed to any major trends. Can you speak a little bit to what's moving that?
Sure, I'm going to throw that over to Darren, who happens to be in the room.
Hey, Jenny, how are you?
Hey, great, thanks.
So, I mean, your question, if I can paraphrase, is sort of why the sort of 4% decrease in the industrial section? Because, as you said, our manufacturing community is on its own and it's a very successful asset.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple things. You know, we didn't budget the LC industrial sale, so it'll have an impact at the end of the year. But for now, it's really just a movement of rates up and down, and away we go. So from a same asset perspective, there was a gap. Before we sold LC Industrial, there's also a gap there. So I haven't really answered your question, and I'll do some digging on that. But
okay.
Generally speaking, from the industrial point of view, people ask questions about it because they hear industrial and they hear Alberta and they're concerned. We're very pleased with the occupancy level on our industrial portfolio and the rental rates we can get.
Okay. And it looks like there is some good growth in the BC and Saskatchewan portfolio. Was that really just on the BC side, or were you getting good performance from the Saskatchewan properties as well?
Well, for sure the lion's share was from BC, because
yep.
Our properties have been pretty stagnant for a couple of years, and I think I mentioned at the last call that market has picked up.
Mm-hmm.
From a Saskatchewan point of view, our Saskatchewan retail is doing very well. It's our Saskatchewan office and mainly our executive terrace building where we took some vacancy that we continue
yep.
to struggle to lease. Having said that, it's interesting in the Regina market, although Harvard built a new building and there's higher vacancy in that market than we've seen in a long time, there is activity again. So we're seeing some good showings, and hopefully the next time we talk, we're talking about a lease in that space. But to answer your question, in this quarter and year-to-date, mainly BC, a little bit Saskatchewan, but in Saskatchewan, mainly on the retail side, not on the office side.
Right. So if there was a little bit of office pickup for the Kelowna properties, do you know where you're sitting at in terms of occupancy? Like, is there more to go? Did you go from, you know, 75 to 85, or did you go from 85 to 95?
Well, I'll tell you, I know, for instance, we have one building, Kelowna Business Center, the first time it's ever been 100% occupied.
Okay.
Which, I mean, for us has been great. You know, one of the challenges is it's only two buildings. So you lease a 2,500 square foot tenant, and it's a significant amount. So I kept, you know, I don't have in front of me, Jenny, what it was at, but my recollection was we were about mid-80s, and
okay.
now we're about mid-90s.
Right.
And again, just from an occupancy perspective, there's lots of activity out there.
Great. That's really helpful. Thank you, and I'll turn it back.
Thanks for the question.
Thank you. As a reminder, you may press star 1 if you have a question. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to turn the meeting back over to Mr. Melton.
Thanks, Patrick, and thanks, everybody, for participating. Appreciate the questions. We just want to end the call by just letting you know that we the work that you do in your jobs reporting and reporting to the investment community on our results is extremely important to us, and we don't... That doesn't fall on us lightly. We really appreciate the work and effort you guys put into what you do. So thanks very much, and talk to you whenever you feel like calling.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.